Hello, everybody. You're listening to Hobosode number 403. I'm your host, Brad. Today is June 2nd, 2023. And this show is brought to you by Vintage Anon. Thanks, Vintage Anon. I'm going to call some swap shop people today.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Sir.
Yes.
Were you on your phone earlier talking about a large, big, green egg smoker and grill?
I was, but I think I sold it.
Ah, sir, you don't know the issues you've caused. I'm calling from Verizon Wireless, and that is actually our secret password. It was a voice-activated password to terminate all service in North America. But you saying that phrase has cost us a lot of money.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you just need to apologize.
Well, how do I know? Who are you?
This is Dave from Verizon Wireless. And you said the password, like the passphrase, and I don't know how you could have known that. Like, who told you that passphrase?
I don't even know what it was.
It was large, big green egg smoker and grill.
Yeah, that's what I had for sale.
Like, who would you be even saying that to?
Somebody that wanted to buy it.
You crashed two of our satellites, sir.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. That's all we're asking is an apology for shutting down service for millions of Americans, crashing two satellites. You're sorry.
Well, I'm very sorry. Well, how could I advertise something I wanted to sell?
Well, I don't know. I think, are you sure that's what it was? Because it took us all day to trace this, and we traced it back to you, and like, who were you trying to sell it to? You're just calling up random people?
They called me, and they asked me about it, and what could I do with it?
They called you?
Yeah.
Who called you? Our system called you?
No, the person that wanted to buy it.
Well, how did they know you were selling it?
Because I advertised over a swap shop.
Oh, God, you said it twice then. You said it over the swap shop.
Sorry.
That probably explains the satellites crashing. Thanks a lot. Billion dollar communication satellites.
Well, I'm very, very sorry about what's going on.
Giggling about it.
I'll have to change servers, maybe.
What the fuck are you talking about, chain servers?
Well, I don't know. Verizon, you said.
You're talking nonsense. Well, a lot of people are changing. We're losing our stocks down like a billion points because, you know, like everybody's leaving Verizon because you crashed the service today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody's angry.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry's not going to bring back our customers or our satellites.
Oh, I can't. I did what I did.
Because of you and your large, big green egg smoker and grill.
What do you want from me?
It's cool. We can say it now because we disabled the passphrase. We changed it to something else. But, you know, don't be hacking our passphrases anymore, sir.
How did I know what your passphrases are?
That's what I was asking. Like, you probably broke into our computer and hacked it.
No, I just advertised and I said, when I bought this, I don't even dare say anything anymore.
Oh, no, it's okay. Nope. We disabled the passphrase. You'll never guess it this time.
Well, when I bought this big green egg, this is what they said. Buy this smoker grill, big green egg smoker grill. That's why I bought it. I bought it 25 years ago.
Oh, Jesus. What have you done, sir? You said it again. What the fuck have you done? Sir. Sir.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Why did you say the passphrase again?
Because you said it was disabled.
We got 10 more satellites coming down. Shit. Okay, there he goes. He hung up. I don't know why, but that just looks like a secret passphrase to me. Large, big, green egg, smoker, and grill.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Sorry, wrong number. Who?
I don't got no wrong number. I was calling about the bunk bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's, you got the right number, but we sold it.
I know, I'm the one that bought it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
Duh.
You sound like a real old lady.
Yeah, I've got a cold.
Oh, I apologize. I wanted to text you guys and see if you made it home.
The bunk bed flew out of the back of the truck. On the highway. The wind caught it. Because the futon was hooked up. The wind caught it and it went way up in the air.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was nuts, ma'am. It was nuts. And we caught it on our dash cam. We have a backwards facing dash cam.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. Because we got a lot of clout on social media because of this. It crashed into a Buick.
No!
Well, no, the Buick's fine. The Buick's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no,
we should have tried it down.
No, nobody got hurt. That's the important thing. And we like posted this on social media. It's got over 500,000 views. You should see it. It's crazy. It's a crazy end to your white metal bunk bed.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. I would have had no idea. That's crazy. I was gonna just make sure you made it because we didn't tie it down.
I know.
It's heavy.
That was a mistake. Oh boy. Well, it's okay because the lady whose Buick it crashed into. She likes it on her roof, and she's just going to leave it there.
So, do you have to, is that an insurance? Now you have to pay for insurance?
Oh, no, we told her we don't have insurance. We lied to her. But she's like, it's cool, because you know what? I kind of like this. And she left the scene of the accident with the bunk bed, like, jammed into her roof.
She left the scene of the accident?
Well, you know, like, we said it was fine. And there was a bunk bed embedded into our roof. Like, with the poles going through the windows and stuff. And, and she's like, it makes me feel like I'm driving a race car. Because I got these metal bars in here.
Oh my, what a goofus.
Yeah, I don't know. Her name was Mrs. Stuman. I don't know her.
Mrs. Human?
Yeah, Mrs. Stuman.
Oh, I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it.
I know.
I'm so sorry we didn't tie it down.
Oh, it's okay. But you know, like, we got so much attention on social media for this. It's totally, totally worth it. Because, we got a lot of comments and stuff. And people are like, ooh, that lady, that Buick, I bet you she died. But then they get to the end of the video and you can see the lady in the Buick.
Oh, I wish I had FaceTime or
yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah, FaceTime. That's where everyone shares videos. FaceTalk.
Did the mattress stay?
Oh no, the mattress it took to the wind. That's the reason it flew up into the air. It just went woo. That's what it did.
Oh no.
It was crazy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should send your $75 back.
Oh no, because I think we're gonna make probably twice that much from all this social media attention it's getting.
I hope you do. I hope, because it's like God. It was just, I didn't think you guys were going to come. I just thought, just like everything else, it wasn't going to come through. And God just showed up with, you know, Christian believers. And so I thought, this is too good to be true. And then the double rainbow. So I just pray that people, you mean people will send money to you?
Oh, well, you know, from the social media, because there's advertisements. And also, you know, Jimmy Kimmel from The Late Show, he called us up and said he wants us to come to wherever he is and be on the show.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because he's like a big fan. He's like, man, I thought that lady, that Buick, was dead. And then he was disappointed when she was fine.
I'm just thinking that this is a prank call. This is so bizarre.
Oh, no, no. It's not a prank.
Oh, my.
Not a prank at all.
What was that?
I don't know. So it's not like, sound like the phone connection died there for a minute.
That's too weird. Ooh. Well, God bless and protect you.
Yeah, I'm glad we're all alive. That was a crazy incident.
Oh my.
The sheriff, he was not amused.
He was what?
He was not amused.
No, I bet not.
He pulled a gun on us. He pulled a gun on us.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
From Crookston or from Fertile? Where were you?
I don't know. We're halfway in between.
I just can't believe it. It's like,
oh, you should believe it. Oh boy, we lived through it. That was,
oh, thank God. Thank God for his protection.
Yeah.
Thank God for,
that's what I was thinking. Thank you, God, for I mean, it would have been nicer, God, if you'd just kept the stupid bed in the back of the truck. But I guess, for not killing Mrs. Steuben.
Yeah, right. And yeah, we were going to tie it down, but I don't know why we didn't.
Good thing we didn't, because otherwise I wouldn't get to meet Jimmy. What's his name? Jimmy Fallon.
Right. And who knows how far this is going to go?
Yeah, who knows? There might be camera crews at your house tonight.
Oh, I'll have to tell Aaron I am a movie star then.
Yeah, definitely.
Holy unicorns. Oh, this is so bizarre. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, we should have just waited for today. Maybe, who knows? Oh, okay, well, I apologize for, you know, not giving rope, maybe. I should have handed some rope and tied it down. But
yeah, we can sue you for $1 million, but we're not going to. We're nice people.
Yeah, you are. You are. Oh, man, this is just crazy.
Wait till you see that video. Maybe it'll be on the nightly news or something.
Well, I'll tell my daughter. She can get it. How would she do that? Just, I got Jody's number.
How would she do what?
She can see the video.
Oh, yeah, just tell her to search for a video of a bed taking flight into the air and landing on a Buick.
Yeah, but doesn't she have to do a number or something?
Nah, I think the internet will find it.
Oh, okay. Just a bed in flight.
Yeah, bed falling out of a truck and taking flight and landing on Mrs. Steuben's Buick.
I gotta see that. Yeah, you can't send me the clip or nothing.
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to your phone. I'm going to send it through your viewer right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you're welcome. Okay, I got to hang up to do that. I love you.
Okay, I love you too. God bless you.
What the hell? That went on for 10 minutes of me just telling lies to an old lady that she shouldn't have believed, but I guess she kind of did. She's going to be calling up her daughter and telling her all this stuff. Her daughter's going to be like, Mom, I think it's time we put you in that nursing home. You don't sound good.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, why'd you say hello and then you stopped saying hello? Ma'am. Can you not hear me?
What? What's going on?
I'm calling you to talk to you about a large doghouse.
I didn't know. You didn't say.
I know because you wouldn't say anything to me. And I also have something to say about your love seat recliner.
Go ahead.
And your female rat terrier puppy.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have any of those things. I can't give those to you because I don't have them.
Is that right?
That's right. Well, yeah. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm sorry.
Why'd you call then?
I called to let you know I don't have any of those three things. I don't have a large dog house because I've never owned a dog. I'm kind of a cat person. And well, love seat recliner? Nope. Nope. Only futons in my apartment. And female rat terrier puppy? Listen, lady, I told you I'm a cat person.
What the hell did you call? What is your problem? I don't care if you have it or not. If you don't have it, why'd you call?
I just explained it to you, ma'am. I am not a dog person. I called to let you know.
I don't give a damn. Well, did you call you don't have any of that stuff? Okay. Why did you tell me? I don't care.
Here's the bigger question. Why are you getting a large doghouse for a rat terrier puppy?
Well, it's none of your goddamn business what I do.
Well, it seems a little sketchy. That's all I'm saying.
But just none of your business what I'm doing.
What are you doing with the large doghouse? Do you have another dog?
That's not your business what I do with a large doghouse.
I know, but why? Well, you brought it up. You put it in your ad. I'm just wondering.
Why did you call if you don't have any of it? I don't give a shit about what you have got.
I called.
Don't have your cat person.
I called to let you know I don't have any of that stuff.
Well, who cares?
Well, I don't know.
Call if you ain't got it.
I hope somebody else calls you and they do have it. Hopefully.
No, don't call me again.
Oh, I won't. I mean, unless you put another ad on the radio. Holy shit, that lady. I think I'm afraid of her.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Down the road?
Yes.
Yeah, whoa, you turned into a male.
Do what?
Nothing. Hey, my relatives are coming to visit. And they're going to park their car in your driveway for a whole week. Yeah, they're just going to park it there and they're going to leave it. And we'll come back and get it, you know, like in about a week.
Okay, go over this again. This is Roy?
Yeah, Roy down the road. And we'll drop it off tonight. We're just going
to... Wait a minute.
We're going to put their car...
What road?
We're going to put their car in your driveway.
No, you're not. What's your last name?
Gerbel. Roy Gerbel, your neighbor. Like, what do you say? No, I'm not for. Yes, I am. Because, you know, we got to put this car somewhere. Like, we have a small driveway here.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Who are you talking to?
Sir, I can't hear you. You keep taking the phone away from your face.
No, I'm not. What I'm asking you, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, you son of a bitch.
Give me a name. I want a name.
Well, my name's Roy.
What's mine?
You don't know your own... Oh, okay, whatever, sir. That's real funny. I'm going to be there tonight in a couple hours, and we'll just be dropping off the car. Just don't worry.
No, you're not going to drop any car. I don't even know who you are.
Well, you have the lawn ornament style planter for sale and the stock trailer.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to park it right behind that stock trailer.
Well, all right, I guess. That's out there. That's not in the driveway. That's out behind the machine shed.
Okay, well, I'll put it in the driveway then if you prefer. Just don't be messing with don't be messing with the car. Sir, don't be messing with our car.
I don't know. Okay, you say you're my neighbor.
Yeah, it's my my mother and father-in-law.
Okay.
They're coming down from Wisconsin.
Sir? I think there's a miscommunication here.
Looky here, buddy. You just don't worry about it, and we'll just drop off the car, and you don't touch.
No, you won't.
You don't touch the car.
You don't put them in my driveway.
Oh boy.
I am. You don't even know who you're talking to.
You know what? You're not being neighborly, and that's against the law.
Who are you? Hey.
What?
You don't even know who you're talking to.
You're being kind of a son of a bitch, sir. I'm sorry to say that, but you're being a real son of a bitch.
If you don't even know who I am, how do you know who you're talking to?
I know who you are. You're my neighbor. You got the manure spreader. I was in your backyard last night.
What were you doing in my backyard?
Hey, that's none of your business. You know?
I just been chatting with you. I don't even know who you are. I don't know. You park your cars in there, I'll have the sheriff rip them out.
You better not. No, you can't do that because you agreed. You said we could keep it there
I didn't agree. I don't even know who you are.
You said we could keep it there for a week, you son of a bitch.
I did not. You're talking to somebody else. You don't even know who you're talking to.
You have the manure spreader.
Where do you have the manure spreader? So what?
You better stop yelling at me, sir. I don't appreciate being yelled at.
Well, you just call me a son of a bitch, so don't give me no shit.
Well, I didn't yell it, though. I said it very nicely.
You don't even know who you are talking to.
Oh, yes, I do.
How do you know that?
I'm talking to that son of a bitch that's trying to tell me I can't park my car in their driveway.
I'm telling you, you don't even know who you're talking to. Somebody, you don't even know who you're talking to.
What are you doing right now? Are you driving?
Goodbye.
Where are you going? Man, I got some crazy ones today.
Hello.
Sir.
What?
Hello, I was calling about that large microwave oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have that large microwave oven. Honey, it's okay. I got it. You can hang up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm interested in the microwave oven. How much is that?
$20.
How much?
$20.
Honey, we are not charging $20 for that microwave. Sir, it's $5. This is plenty. We just need $5 for it.
Dude, what?
Okay, I'll give either price. We need a large microwave. Sir, is that your wife in the extension?
No, I don't have wife.
Oh, well, who is that then? She keeps interrupting.
I'm the one actually selling this microwave. You need to hang up, honey. I got the phone. I'm upstairs.
So, can I come and look at it?
Oh, not today.
Yeah, you can come and look at it. Honey, give them the address. We'll be here. Come on over. Honey, give them the address. Honey!
What?
Give them the address!
I don't do no good giving my address.
Why won't you give it? How are we gonna sell this thing? for $5 if you're not going to give the address.
Wow. Wouldn't do no good.
What are you talking about?
Not going to come over like that my way.
Honey, give them the address. I'm trying to sell this thing. I'm trying to get rid of all your old junk. We're going to give away that microwave for $5.
All right.
Well, I don't want to get in the middle of any fights between you two. I just wanted a microwave, that's all. So I can come over tonight or not?
No.
Why? Your wife's...
I'm just not going to be here.
Your wife said I could.
My wife, I don't have a wife, so see?
Oh, you don't have a wife. Whatever, honey. I don't appreciate you saying that about me.
You what?
Sir, that wasn't very nice of you just to tell your wife that you don't have a wife. Come on, that's mean.
I'm not married. I don't have a wife.
He is too married. I don't know why. Are you trying to pick up on this man, honey?
No.
I'm not interested, sir. I'm not interested in you. I only like women. I'm sorry.
Nobody said anything about...
Well, your wife said that you're probably trying to pick up on me.
I do not have a wife.
Well, no, I am
not married.
I can hear her in the background, sir.
Not mine.
Yeah, honey. I'm in the background. I'm upstairs.
That's not my wife. That's not my wife.
Okay, that's none of my business. I don't care. I just want the large microwave. That's all.
Yeah, whatever.
You can have the large microwave. Come on over tonight. We'll be home all evening. Except my husband thinks he's not going to be here for some reason. But yes, he is.
I don't know if he isn't. He's not married.
What do you have to do tonight, honey?
What?
What do you have to do tonight that you can't hang around the house and sell a damn microwave?
Never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a funeral.
Well, that's depressing.
Oh, yeah.
Who died this time?
Oh, it's a fan of ours.
Oh, okay. Can you just leave the microwave on the front porch for this nice young man on the phone?
No, thank you.
No, you better. Just leave it on the porch.
No, thank you.
Well, fine. Then I won't buy your microwave. Take that, sir. And ma'am. I'll just find a large microwave somewhere else.
Well, I guess you will.
What about the PowerFit workout machine? Is that still available?
Yes.
Yes, it is. You want to come get it tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Hello?
Hello? Sir?
What?
What are you doing? Why aren't you hanging up?
Nobody hung up.
Why don't you hang up?
Why don't you hang up?
Oh, you better hang up that phone. I command you.
What?
You hang up that phone right now, buddy.
What?
Or I'll ask you to hang up the phone again.
Wow.
Honey, let's hang up together, okay? On the count of three, let's hang up. One, two, three, click.
I can tell you're both still there. I hear you breathing. I hear you breathing.
Yep, she didn't hang up either.
That's right, I didn't. Why don't you hang up, you son of a bitch?
I'm not a son of a bitch. I had a mom and dad.
Sir, I'm getting real tired of your shit. Will you just hang up that damn phone?
Or what?
Or nothing. Just hang it up. Be a decent person and hang up your damn phone, sir.
Won't you be a decent person?
I am. I'm trying to go, but you won't love me. You won't hang up the phone.
Nobody's stopping you. You called me. I didn't call you. You can hang up.
Yeah, but my phone doesn't have a hang up button.
Oh, God. Whatever.
So you hang up that damn phone right now, buddy.
Click.
Jerk. Moron. Stupid head. Sir, it's your turn. Sir, it's your turn. You insult me now. Fuckface.
Honey, he's right. You are kind of a fuckface.
You're probably the one that gets fucked in the face.
It's true, but like you are just kind of a fuckface in general, honey.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you are. And if you don't have a wife, why are you answering me then, huh?
I'm not no dumbass. It's a two-way conversation, ma'am.
Your face is a two-way conversation, you son of a bitch.
I'm not a son of a bitch.
Oh, yes, you are.
What's that make you?
Your father. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
All right, hang up the phone.
I hung it up, you guys. I couldn't take it anymore. He won that round of hang up the phone. That son of a bitch.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, pick up your phone. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I was calling about your John boat out there in the back. It's Roy. Hello. Hello. Pick up. Hey, buddy. Call about your John boat. Big jerk. All right, I'm going to hit a bunch of touch tones.
Messages.
Hey, I have 12 old messages.
1 a.m.
Oh, God, I'm hanging up. I don't want no trouble. No, nobody tell the FBI about that, okay? That code was way too easy. It only took 1 second. In fact, I'm completely afraid, and I'm just going to end the show right now. No, really, it's because the list is over, and I have nobody else to call. And I think I got a few calls out of this. There's some okay things that happened today, didn't they? We'll see, I guess. Thanks, Vintage.Anon, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. See y'all next time.